Well, welcome. It's good to have some additional friends with us tonight after the afternoon sessions that not everyone was able to attend.
我们欢迎大家来到这里，很高兴见到一些新的面孔。
We are here tonight to study another psalm in our continuing series this week.
我们今天晚上来到这里，要继续的看一篇诗篇。
And it is Psalm 2 that we are going to read, and I invite you to find in your Bible Psalm 2 for our text for this evening.
我们今天晚上要看的是诗篇第二篇。
And what I'm going to read the English text, I'll read three verses, and then Chi Ping will translate, and we'll go through so that we have the text in our mind before the message proper begins.
我们会三节三节的来念诗篇第二篇。
Psalm 2, beginning in verse 1. Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us tear their fetters apart, and cast away their cords from us.
诗篇第二篇第一节，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Verse 4, He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
第四节，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时，他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说：我已经立我的君在西安，我的圣山上了。
Verse 7, I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware.
第七节，受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业。将地级赐你为田产，你必用铁杖打破他们，你必要他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。
Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled.How blessed are all who take refuge in him.
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
If you want to have a proper view of your life, you must have a proper view of the Bible.
如果你要对你自己的生命有正确的观点的话，你必须对圣经有正确的观点。
Because it is only in the Bible where you find God's revelation of himself and the way in which we can be reconciled to him.
因为只有通过圣经，我们才能够知道神对我们的启示。而且只有通过圣经，我们才能够知道如何与神和好。
Now it is perhaps the most common thing in religious history for people to dismiss the Bible as an old, antiquated book that has no relevance for modern man.
可能在宗教的历史里面，有许多人会因为圣经已经过时了而不认同它。
Nothing could be further from the truth. If the Bible is God's revelation and God is our creator, and both of those things are true, then of course it has relevance for us to understand our creator and what his plans are.
这个当然离真理更非常的远了，因为如果神是创造我们的， 而且圣经就是他的启示，而这两点都是真的，这样的话圣经是不会过时的。
But if you're going to understand the Bible, you must understand something extraordinarily significant about it.
不过如果你要了解圣经的话，你必须要首先了解到一件关键性的。
The Bible is more than a book of morals.
圣经不只是教导人要行善。
The Bible does more than tell us what right and what wrong is and tell us to do our best to do the right thing.
圣经不只是告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的，或者教导我们要行好。
And furthermore, the Bible is more than a book of personal salvation. How is it that I can be right with God?
圣经也是多过关于如何得救的。
The Bible does tell us about personal salvation, but it is a much bigger, broader, more important book than that.
当然圣经里面有告诉我们如何得救，不过圣经说的更加多。
You see, the Bible gives us a comprehensive view of universal history.
圣经给我们看见了完整的历史。
The Bible explains the past, it explains the future, and it tells us why and how we can understand the events of the present day.
圣经不只是解释了历史，也解释了将来，而且也让我们能够了解如何的看待今天。
And so the Bible tells us that there is a comprehensive philosophy of history that we are to understand.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，在观看历史的时候，其实有一个完整的哲学。
The Bible tells us that God created the earth and put man on it, but man rebelled against him.
圣经告诉我们，神创造了世界，而且创造了人在世界里面，可是人却反叛了。
And all the sorrow and all the death in the world can be traced to that initial rebellious act by our first father Adam.
今天在世界上所有的悲哀跟所有的死亡，都是源于我们的祖先，就是亚当。
And so everything flows out of the rebellion of man in terms of understanding the present human condition.
所以当我们要了解现今的人类状况的时候，我们必须要知道这一个都是从人的罪那里产生的。
Man is in revolt against God.
因为人反叛，对神反叛。
Not just man as a human race, but also men individually are in revolt against him.
不只是人类，其实每一个人都是在反叛神。
And there are consequences to that.
而且这个是有后果的。
It helps us understand the conflict that we see in the world around us and the sin and the inability to do what is right within our own souls.
它让我们能够了解今天的世界为什么有那么多的敌对，而且我们的灵魂里面为什么那么的充满着罪恶。
Psalm 2 gives us an understanding of world history and tells us how world history is going to end.
诗篇第二篇告诉我们 这个世界的历史，也告诉我们它的结束。
And so it's a very fascinating and a very important psalm that gives us the context for understanding where we fit in life and where the world is headed.
所以它是一个非常奇妙的诗篇，让我们能够了解到我们在生命里面在由于什么位置，而且我们在这里的角色是什么呢？
Now to understand Psalm 2, you must understand that it is a psalm that is talking about Jesus Christ.
我们如果要了解诗篇第二篇的话，我们必须要知道这一篇诗是在指耶稣基督。
Over at least 10 times in the New Testament, the New Testament writers quote this psalm and apply it to the Lord Jesus Christ and say that psalm from 1,000 years ago was talking about Christ today.
新约的作者引用这段这篇诗超过10次，关于耶稣基督，也让我们知道这篇诗其实是在预言耶稣基督。
I don't want you to take my word for that. Turn to the book of Hebrews for a moment. This will help set the context so you can see what we're discussing tonight.
我不要你只是信我所说的，所以我希望你打开希伯来书，让我们一同来看。
In Hebrews chapter 1,
希伯来书第一章，
it opens up and makes it clear that the writer is about to talk about God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书开始的时候就告诉我们，作者所要讲的就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
It says in verse 1 that God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world.
希伯来书第一章第一节，神借在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
And in verse 3 it says that this Son, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they.
第三节这里提到关于耶稣基督神的儿子，是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边，他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Now here's what's happening. Having opened up with a description of the Lord Jesus Christ in these four verses, the writer of Hebrews now quotes Psalm 2 and says that it is speaking about Christ.
这里所发生的就是希伯来书的作者首先用四节来告诉我们，他其实是在提神的儿子耶稣基督，然后从第五节作者就引用了诗篇第二篇。
Look at what it says in verse 5. It says, to which of the angels did he ever say, and here he is quoting Psalm 2, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，所以这里就是在引用诗篇第二篇。
And so the point here is really simple. Hebrews opens talking about Christ, and it quotes Psalm 2 and says Psalm 2 was talking about Christ.
所以这里非常的简单，希伯来书开始的时候讲到神的儿子，然后他就引用诗篇第二篇说，这个就是耶稣基督。
It does the same thing in chapter 5. Turn to chapter 5 of Hebrews.
在第五章他也是同样的这么做，请你们翻到第五章。
And so what we're doing here is we're letting scripture interpret scripture to help us understand what it means.
我们这里所做的就是以经解经，让我们明白圣经到底在讲什么。
And so look at Hebrews chapter 5 verse 5 now.
希伯来书五章五节。
Where it says Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest, but he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
希伯来书五章五节，如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在呼向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
Once again, it's talking about Christ, and it says Psalm 2, that's a quote from Psalm 2 verse 7 that you see there in your Bibles. It says Psalm 2 was talking about Christ. And so, as we read and interpret Psalm 2, we must understand that it is pointing to Christ and talking about him.
所以再一次的，希伯来书又引用了诗篇第二篇来告诉我们，其实诗篇第二篇所指的就是耶稣基督，所以我们就是要这样的来看诗篇第二篇。
Now I ask you to pay close attention to what I'm about to say, because this will really help you understand the total meaning of Psalm 2.
我要求你们要听清楚我将要说的，因为你对于诗篇第二篇的认识就在乎这个。
I'm just going to give you a summary understanding of Psalm 2 before we go into the details.
在我们还未看细节的时候，我要给你诗篇第二篇的一个简介。
Psalm 2 is describing a worldwide revolt against Jesus Christ.
诗篇第二篇这里所形容的就是一个世界性的反叛，这种反叛是针对耶稣基督的。
And as we understand Psalm 2, we're going to understand why the world is in the condition that it's in today, and we're also going to understand what the outcome of that revolt is going to be.
所以当我们看诗篇第二篇的时候，我们会发现这样的话，我们就能够了解为什么今天世界的状况是如此，我们也能够了解将来世界的结束会是如何。
I will go so far as to say that unless you understand Psalm 2, you cannot understand the world around you. You are living in darkness.
我甚至会这么说，除非你了解第二篇诗，不然的话，你不能够了解为什么世界现今是如此的。
But when you understand Psalm 2, you understand the world, first of all.
不过当你了解了第二篇诗的时候，你就会了解这个世界。
You understand the future and what is going to happen for certain.
你也会了解将来确定会发生的事情。
And if you are a Christian, you will find great calmness of heart in what this psalm teaches us.
如果你是基督徒的话，你也能够通过第二篇诗教导我们的得到安慰。
And if you are not a Christian, you will find the invitation for you to be reconciled before the judgment of God which falls on the world also falls upon you.
如果你不是基督徒的话，你也会发现这里在邀请你要信靠这一位审判世界的神，因为如果你不信靠他的话，这种审判也会临到你的身上。
And so that's pretty important, isn't it?
所以这个非常重要，不是吗？
This psalm is the difference between living in darkness and living in light.
这一篇诗就分别了那些活在光里，还有活在黑暗中的。
This psalm gives you the difference between being swept up in God's judgment on the world and escaping that judgment and finding His blessing.
这一篇诗也让你能够发现自己是否是与世界一同被审判呢，或者是与圣徒一同的能够逃离审判。
And so for the sake of your own soul, I ask you, I beg you, I implore you to pay heed to God's word as it is taught this evening.
所以你为了你自己的灵魂，我在这里要求你，而且向你呼吁，你必须要做出一个选择。
Now, to get to the heart of understanding Psalm 4, you need to understand a simple structure about it. There are four stanzas in this one psalm.
如果你要明白第二篇诗的话，你必须要明白它的大纲。在这里其实有四节。
And each stanza represents a different speaker in the unfolding of the drama of the psalm.
这里的四节或者是四段是由四个不同的讲员所讲的。
And so that's going to establish the outline for this message. There are four speakers throughout this psalm, and we're going to look at them one after the other.
所以这里就给了我们这一篇诗的大纲，有四个讲员在发言，我们要如此的去明白。
And the first stanza is what we could title the conspiracy of the nations.
第一段就是列国的阴谋。
The conspiracy of the nations.
列国的阴谋。
Psalm 2 opens with the leaders of the world rejecting God's appointed ruler.
诗篇第二篇一开始就告诉我们，这个世界的领袖拒绝了神的统治者。
Let's read the first three verses together again.
让我们再次的看第一到第三节。
Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth, see it there, the leaders of the nations, the kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together.Against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us.
诗篇第二篇第一节，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王，这里就是讲是世界上的领袖，一起起来，臣宰一同商议。要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
And so I want you to just make a couple of observations about these opening verses.
我们要在这里看见几件事情。
Notice that this is not about an individual, this is about the nations of the world.
这个不是在指一个人，而是指世界上的列国。
And the leaders of the world are taking a stand, they are aligning themselves up in opposition to someone.
世界上的这些领袖，他们一同起来，为了是要敌对一个人。
And the people, or I should say, strike that. Forget I said that. The one that they are lining themselves up against is against the Lord, the God of the Bible, and His anointed King.
他们所敌对的那一位就是耶和华，也就是圣经里的神，还有他的受膏者。
And so here's what you need to see. There is a massive conflict that is taking place.
所以我们在这里看见了一个非常巨大的战争。
There is a global universal war that is being described here in the opening three verses of Psalm 2.
这个是一个世界级的大战。
And it is the nations against God.
这个是列国敌对神。
There is a war against God that is being described in these first three verses.
这里的头三节形容的就是列国与神发生了战争。
And what it is saying is that the nations reject the ruler that God has appointed over the world.
这里告诉我们的就是列国拒绝了神所定的那一位统治者。
They do not want God's king over them, and so they are trying to revolt. They are trying to rebel against him, to overthrow him, so that they can be free from his rule.
他们不愿意接受神所立的这一位君王，所以他们一同来想要推翻神所立的君王，为的是得到他们自己的自由。
The nations are angry. They're in an uproar.
列国非常的愤怒，所以他们起义了。
And the leaders of various nations are taking counsel together to be unified against the one who is over all of them.
列国的领袖他们一同来商议，为的就是要针对或者是敌对那一位真正的君王。
And who are they against? They're against the God of the Bible. They're against the one that he has anointed king, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们所敌对的就是圣经里的神，他们所敌对的就是受膏的君王耶稣基督。
And you can see their rebellion in verse 3.
我们在第三节就看到他们的反叛。
And they say, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us.
我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
What does that mean? What's that referring to?
这个指的是什么呢？
Well, fetters...and a yoke were the straps and the device that were placed on farm animals in order to control them, in order to direct them. It was a symbol of subjection.
这里所指的捆绑还有绳索就是如同一个轭，是为这个轭是放在一个一些动物的颈项那里，为的就是要控制动物的去向。这一个恶也是比喻着服从。
And what they're saying is, we want to be our own authority, so let's break off this yoke, let's cast it aside, so that authority will no longer be upon us, and we will be free to do whatever we want to do.
所以他们所讲的就是，我们不要顺服于这一种权柄，我们要将这一种恶给打碎，把它丢在一旁，为的是我们要得到自由，我们要行我们所要的。
And so this is a cosmic conflict that is being described.
这里所形容的是一个世界级的一种征战。
And it is impossible to measure the depth and the breadth of it.
而且如果我们想要去衡量它到底有多深多厚是不可能的。
God created the nations and put them into place, and now they are rising up against him and saying, we do not want you to reign over us.
神创造的列国，而且把他们放在他们所在地，可是现在他们既然起义说，我们不要神的统治。
They are rebelling because they hate God, they hate his people, and they hate his law. They do not want anything to do with him.
他们会反叛，因为他们恨神，他们恨神的律法，也恨神的子民。
And this is a universal revolt that is taking place.
这个是世界上统一性的反叛。
Now, let's back up and just think about that for a moment.
让我们退一步来思考一下。
Is this an overstatement of the condition of the world? Isn't man basically good? How could we say that the world is in revolt against God?
这样的来形容世界是不是太过分了呢? 人不是起初是好的吗? 怎么会有全世界性的向神反叛呢?
Maybe this is hyperbole, or maybe the Bible is overstating its case and things aren't really that bad.
可能这个只是夸张式的手法，可能圣经是过于夸张，事情可能没有那么糟。
Well, that's not the case, and let me just give you a very quick sweep of world history to prove that what Scripture is saying here is true.
当然，事情真的是这样的。让我给你快快的带过世界的历史，来让你看见圣经讲的的确是真实的。World
history is nothing if it is not a description of the mutiny of the nations against God.
如果你看世界的历史，而却看不见世界对神的反叛的话，这个历史就不算是什么了。From
the very beginning, God created the man and the woman and placed them in the Garden of Eden, gave them one rule to obey, and they refused to obey it.
从开始的时候，神创造了一男一女，将他们放在伊甸园里面，给他们一条诫命，他们还是反叛了。
And what followed was the development of nations who were in such rebellion against God that he had to send a global flood upon the world to judge them and to condition them and to punish them for their rebellion against him.
之后所发生的就是列国的那么的反叛神极致。
Eventually, as you read the history of God's chosen people in the Old Testament, you see that nation after nation opposes them and goes to war against them.
直到我们读到了神的选民以色列国在当时的那一个地方，有不同的国家不断的攻打以色列。
But it's worse than that. God's chosen people, the Jews, themselves were in rebellion against God, so much so that he brought judgment upon them.
更糟的是，神自己的选民以色列也反叛神，极致神也审判他们。
So God had a nation, and the worlds and the nations around were in rebellion against his people.
所以这里有神的选民。 周围的列国也是反叛，他们不断的攻击神的选民。
His own nation was in rebellion against God.
神自己的选民也反叛他。But
here's the climactic point of the world's rebellion that settles this issue once and for all.
世界的反叛最高点就来到了这一点。When
2,000 years ago, God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, what did the world do with him?
2,000年前，神亲身以耶稣基督的身份来到了世界，他们如何待他？
The nations took the Son of God in their hands and they crucified him.
列国将神的儿子给钉死在十字架上。
God was on earth and they killed him. What greater rebellion than that could there be?
神来到了世界上，他们却将他杀了，还有什么比这个更叛逆的呢？
And what you need to see is that the New Testament applies Psalm 2 to the crucifixion of Christ and says this was a fulfillment of the nation's rebellion against God.
我们所要看见的就是新约引用了诗篇第二篇告诉我们。 这个耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上是在这里所说的，也告诉我们世界是在叛逆神。Please
turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 4.
请打开你的圣经到使徒行传第四章。Acts
chapter 4, beginning in verse 25.
使徒行传第四章第25节。
Where it says that the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said, and it quotes Psalm 2, said, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
使徒行传四章二十五节，你曾借这圣灵托你仆人，我们祖宗大卫的口说，在这里就引用了诗篇第二篇。外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
Now, watch how the apostles took Psalm 2 and applied it to the crucifixion of Christ.
我们在这里看得见使徒如何的引用第二篇诗来形容耶稣基督的被钉死。
It says in verse 27, Truly in this city, there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur.
第二十七节，希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。
And so world leaders in the persons of Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Jews, along with the Gentiles, conspired together in order to crucify Christ when he was here on earth.
所以这个世界上的领袖就包括了希律王和本丢比拉多，一同与外邦人跟以色列人他们一同串谋来钉死，将耶稣基督钉死。
Listen, my friends. Don't let anyone ever tell you that the world is not in rebellion against its God. When Christ came to earth, when God was present in human flesh,The desire of mankind, Jews and Gentiles alike, was to kill him.
你听好了，我的朋友，你千万不要听别人说这个世界不是在反叛神，因为当耶稣基督来到的时候，这个世界竟然聚集在一起，为的是要杀害神的儿子。
And that shows us that the wickedness that runs through the human heart.That runs through the human race universally and individually is unspeakably great.
所以你在这里就看得见，在每个人的心里，还有在人类所有心里的这一个邪恶是何等的大。
But let's not just leave it out there. You need to understand something very significant.
我们不只是这样看，你还必须了解一些非常关键性的。
The Bible's description of the rebellion of the world against God is simply in macrocosm form the microcosm of the rebellion of your own heart.
圣经里面所形容这个列国的这种叛逆，其实只是一个非常大的一种形容，可是这个小的形容也是在代表你每一个心。
Every time you sin, every time you curse the name of God,Every time you use the name of God as a curse word, you are rising up and declaring that you will not have this man, that you will not have this God reign over you, and your individual sins are an expression of your own desire to kill him just like they killed Christ 2,000 years ago. It is a rejection of his rule over your heart that sin expresses.
你每次犯罪的时候，或者是你每次咒诅神的名的时候，就是你在犯罪，你已经是在反叛神，而且代表了你就如同当时的人一样，将耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
And so today the defiance continues just like it was 2,000 years ago when they crucified Christ.
所以今天这一种叛逆继续的，如同2000年前他们钉死时的耶稣一样。
This rebellion is found in the expression of false religion that pretends that there are other gods other than the one true God of the Bible.
这种叛逆在假的宗教那里可以显现出来，因为有许多假的宗教在敬拜一些假神，而不是敬拜这一位真神。
False religion is an attempt to kill the true God.
假的宗教其实就是尝试要杀死真神。
This rebellion is seen when people around the world kill true Christians and spill their blood in an effort to silence their testimony for Christ.
我们也在世界各地看见有一些人杀害基督徒，为的就是要将他们灭口，不让他们见证耶稣基督。
This rebellion is found when God is banished from any meaningful place in public discourse.
这一种叛逆也在这个公众的演说那里看得出，因为有许多地方已经在公共的演说不允许他们提到神。
And in our day and age, in the past 10, 15, 20 years, we see this rebellion manifested in the world's absolute determination to enshrine homosexual perversity as a human right.
在我们的时代的前十年，我们看见的这一种叛逆，就在于因为人现在正在他们在高举这个同性恋为自己的个人人权，看得见这种叛逆。
And so go to the time before Christ and see the rebellion of nations against God.
所以我们可以去到耶稣基督的时代，看见这个列国对神的叛逆。
Look at that brief window of 30 years when Christ was on the earth and see what they did to Christ.
耶稣基督在世上短暂的30年，让我们看见了他们对耶稣所行的。
And look at what has happened since then. The world is not turning toward Christ, they're turning away from Him. All of this is an expression of the universal rebellion of mankind against God, who should rightfully reign over them.
我们再看耶稣基督死后所发生的一切，世界并不是越来越转向神，而是越来越敌对他，叛逆他。
Now, for those of us who are Christians and we look at this, it would be easy to get discouraged as we look at the world around us.
如果我们是基督徒的话，看周围的世界，我们会觉得很灰心。
You know, we're gathered together here in a relatively small room as a small band of believers, and the people with the levers of human power in their hand are lined up against what we believe.
我们聚在这里的一个小地方，还有我们这一小组人，正在对这一个世界所执政的这些人，他们所执政的就是要叛逆耶稣基督。
It could be discouraging. It could be intimidating.
这个可能会令我们觉得灰心，而且也是很压迫性的。
But let's not ask ourselves what you and I think about it. The only question that matters is what does God think about this human rebellion?
我们所应该问的问题不是你和我觉得这一切叛逆有什么影响呢，而我们应该问的就是神看这一切如何的看待。
And that question brings us to the second stanza of the song.
这个问题就带我们到了这一篇诗的第二段。
It is here in the second stanza where we have our second point. We've seen the conspiracy of the nations. Now we are going to see the contempt of God the Father.
所以我们的第一点看见了列国的阴谋，第二点我们就能够看见圣父如何轻看列国。
So go back to Psalm 2 now as we return to the text for this evening.
我们回到诗篇第二篇。In
verses 4 through 6, the scene shifts from the rebels on earth to the ruler in heaven.
在第四到第六节的时候，我们看见了这个场面转移了，从叛贼那里转移到天上的统治者。
And what does God think about the rebellion that was just described in the first three verses?
神如何看待头三节所形容的这种叛逆呢?
Is God threatened by their revolt against His rule? Is He disturbed by it?
神,
is He unsettled in His being about what is about to happen?
神有因为列国的反叛而 受到威胁吗? 神的位置有动摇吗?
No.
当然不会。
No, He is not discouraged. He is not intimidated. He is not frightened. He dismisses their threat out of hand.
神没有灰心，神也没有受到惊吓， 因为神非常轻易地废除他们。
This is God the Father speaking in verse 4, and He says, He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
这里是圣父，就是神在说话。 那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说：“我已经立我的君在西安，我的圣山上了。” God
is laughing here, but it's not because he heard a funny joke.
神在发笑，不是因为他听了一条笑话。God
is laughing, but it's not because he's watching a comedy movie.
神在笑，不是因为他在看喜剧。
God is laughing to express his contempt of those who are rebelling against him.
神在笑是因为他要表示他轻看那一些叛逆他的人。God
has determined what he will do. He has determined that he will establish Christ to reign in Zion, which is a reference to Jerusalem.
神已经确定了他将要做的。 他会立他的君王在西安，也就是指耶路撒冷。Now
think about this with me.
你与我一同思想。Think
about it from God's perspective.
我们从神的观点去思想。God
is the creator of heaven and earth.
神创造天与地。God
upholds all things by the power of his right hand.
神的右手的大能维持这一切。How
is it that those who he created, how is it that those over whom he has power could ever successfully rebel against him?
那一些神所创造的，而且神对他们有绝对主权的，怎么可能成功的反叛神呢？
The Bible says that it is in him that we live and move and have our being. Our existence is derivative of him and depends upon his good pleasure to continue.
圣经告诉我们，我们的所活的是在神里面，我们所拥有的一切也是神赐的。
That's true of you and me. It's true of kings and armies. They are all dependent upon God for their existence.
这个对你我来说都是真实的，而且对世上的君王或者是军队来说也是真的。我们都是靠着神而活。
So how could they ever be successful in their revolt?
所以他们的叛逆怎么可能成功呢?
Look at what God says in verse 6.
让我们看神在第六节那里所说的。
This is an expression of his decree of what he will eventually bring to pass.
这里表示了神所定的旨意，而且也会成就。
He doesn't have to fight back against the rulers. He simply speaks to express his intentions when he says, As for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
神根本就不需要与列国争斗，他只需要说话罢了。第六节，我已经立我的君在西安，我的圣山上了。God
determined before time began, God determined before creation that he would one day have his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, reigning over earth from Jerusalem. Then he created the world.
神在时间还未开始之前，在他还没有创造世界之前，已经指定了他会立耶稣基督，他的君王在耶路撒冷，然后他才创造这个世界。The
nations at their strongest point could never begin to hinder God from fulfilling his ultimate purpose.
列国就算是在他们最势力最强的时候，也不可能阻止神所要做的。This
is like a mosquito revolting against you on your arm.
这个就好像是一只小蚊子在你的肩膀上想要反叛。You're not
threatened by that mosquito. You just swat it away.
你不会因为这只小蚊子而受到威胁，你一扫它就给扫开了。Well,
if you want to understand the relationship between God and the nations, you need to see it in that swatting capacity.
如果你要明白神与列国的关系，你就要看一看你如何扫开那一只蚊子。You
need to understand and remember that God, so to speak, makes his living by bringing down world rulers.
你要了解，也必须要明白，神其实他是靠将这些列国给带下来，靠这个来吃饭的。
In Exodus 14, he brought down the Egyptian army by drowning them in the Red Sea.
在出埃及记第十四章，神将这埃及的军队给淹没了。
In Isaiah 37, he struck dead 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in a single night.
在以赛亚书三十七章那里，他在一个晚上将十八万五千的亚述军队给杀死了。
In Daniel, he made Nebuchadnezzar eat grass like a cow, and Nebuchadnezzar was the greatest king of the earth up to that point in history.
在但以理书那里，神使尼布甲尼撒王吃草如牛一样，尼布甲尼撒王在当时的历史里是最伟大的一个君王。
In Acts chapter 12, an angel of the Lord struck Herod and he was eaten by worms because he refused to give glory to God.
在使徒行传十二章那里，神的使者将希律王给击杀了，而且他被虫所咬死，因为他不肯将荣耀归于真神。
Now look, you and I need to think with clarity about what we're seeing here in Scripture, in Psalm 2, so that we can think with clarity about the world around us.
所以当我们看诗篇第二篇的时候，我们必须清楚地去看，来用这个来看这个世界。
If God has done this in the past, His power is undiminished to do it again in the future.
如果神以前这么做过，他也还有这个大能，在将来也是这么做。
The rebellion of the world, the rebellion of sinners against God is not continuing because God lacks the power in order to bring it to a halt.
这个世界，而且罪人不断地反叛神，不是因为神没有能力阻止他们。
It is simply because he's too busy in heaven laughing at it right now before he comes around to deal with it in reality.
是因为神现在忙着在天上嗤笑他们，等他笑完了之后，他就会下来惩罚。
And now think about this in terms of the Lord Jesus Christ in particular.
我们要通过耶稣基督的观点来这么看。
The world took its best shot against God when it crucified Christ.
这个世界对神最好的那一击，就是将耶稣基督给钉死了。
They killed him.
他们把他杀了。
He was put in a grave, and a stone was rolled over the grave. He was dead. He was buried.
他不只是被杀了，而且他们把他给埋了，将一块大石头盖住那个坟墓。
This is the height of the world's rebellion. This is their most successful moment. This is humanity's triumph over God. Christ is crucified. Christ is lifeless. Christ is in the tomb, and the tomb is sealed shut.
这个是世界对神所做出的最强的一击，而且他们胜利了，因为耶稣基督死了，耶稣基督埋了，坟墓也被那个大石头给顶住了。
And what happened?
发生了什么事呢?
What took place when the world succeeded at its best shot against its creator?
当世界对他的创造者所做的最强的一击似乎是成功了，发生了什么事呢?
Christ gets up by the power of his Father and walks out of the tomb.
耶稣基督通过圣父的大能起来了，走出了坟墓。
If you can't win when you kill him, how can you ever win with some lesser degree of rebellion?
如果已经将他杀了都不能够成功，这样的话，其他的一些措施能够成功吗？
What's the point of this stanza about the contempt of the Father?
所以这一段子讲到神藐视列国是什么意思呢？
You cannot overthrow a sovereign God.
你不能够推翻一个有主权的神。
The sin and rebellion of men is in vain. And get this, it is doomed to failure.
人的罪还有叛逆其实都是枉然或者是徒然的，而且一定会失败。
And so, from our perspective, the world's rebellion seems intimidating, From God's perspective, it's no threat at all. It's so silly that all he can do is laugh at it until he rises to deal with it and put it to an end.
从我们的观点来看, 世界的叛逆可能是非常压迫性的, 可是从神的观点来看, 世界的叛逆是愚拙的, 等神, 笑完了之后, 他将会起来惩罚他们。
And so what's the outcome of this going to be in, as it plays out in human history?
所以在人类的历史被揭开的时候, 结果会是什么呢?
Well, if you're a Christian, it is glorious to think about. If you're a sinner who has not received Christ, it is a frightening thing to contemplate.
如果你是基督徒的话, 思想这个将会是荣耀的, 可是如果你是非信徒的话, 你所面对的是非常恐惧战惊的。
That brings us to the third stanza in verses 7 through 9, where we see the conquest of the Son.
这个就带我们来到了第七到第九节, 也是第三段, 这里提到了圣子征服列国。
The conquest of the Son.
圣子征服列国。
And now, here in verse 7, we see the Son telling the basis of his rule.
在第七节这里, 圣子给我们他的, 统治的根基。
And so he says in verse 7, I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my Son. Today I have begotten you. So see here, stop right there. I'll let Xiping translate for a moment.
第七节, 受膏者说, 我要传圣旨, 耶和华曾对我说, 你是我的儿子, 我今日生你, 你不要错过了这一点。
And so there is a father-son dynamic at work here in Psalm 2.
所以在这里我们看见父子一同联手。
This is how we know that it was the father speaking in verses 4 through 6, because now the son is speaking in verses 7 through 9.
所以我们从这里看出了四节到六节就是圣父在讲话，因为第七节到第九节是圣子在讲话。
And the Son is telling what the Father spoke to him in eternal ages gone by.
圣子在这里告诉我们，圣父在永恒的时间里告诉他了什么？
He says, the Father says, ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。
And so the nations are rising up and rebelling against Christ, so much so that they crucified him when he was here on earth.
所以列国对神起义，而且他们的叛逆，以致他们将耶稣基督钉死了在十字架上。But
humanity, but the nations do not have a say in the matter. God, who is the creator, gave to his son the right to rule, and no one can take it away from him. That is the point of this third stanza of Psalm 2.
不过列国或者是人类在这一方面毫无主权，因为神已经将他们交给耶稣基督作为基业，也就是这里所说的，耶稣基督必用铁杖打破他们，他必管辖他们。And
as you continue in reading in the Bible, you come and realize that it assures us that the Son will receive his gift from the Father at the end of the age.
当我们继续读圣经的时候，我们会发现末世的时候， 圣父的手里得到这份礼物。
Turn to the book of Revelation at the end of your Bible in chapter 2.
我们打开启示录就在
Revelation chapter 2 verse 27.
启示录第二章第27节。
Revelation 2, verse 27, speaking about Christ says, actually let's start in verse 26. It says, He who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, To him I will give authority over the nations. He's quoting Psalm 2 here and saying that he's going to share his authority with his disciples. Those who know Christ will share in his victory. Now, in verse 27, he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father.
启示录2章26节， 那得胜又遵守我命令到底的， 我要赐给他们权柄治复列国。 在这里耶稣基督所讲的就是他会与基督徒或者是信靠他的那一些人分享这个权柄。 第27节就是引用了诗篇第2篇， 他必用铁杖辖管他们， 将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎， 像我从我父领受的权柄一样。
And so Christ is repeating the promise of Psalm 2 and is expressing that it is about to come to pass. He is about to receive this gift of the nations which the Father promised him long ages ago.
所以耶稣基督引用了诗篇第2篇来告诉我们这一切必成就，他将会得到这一些 列国为基业，因为这一个是圣父给他应许的礼物。
Now as we continue to let Scripture interpret Scripture, turn to Revelation 12, verse 5. We're about to tie all of this together.
让我们继续地用已经解经的方式来明白这一切。 我们来看启示录第12章第5节。
In Revelation 12, verse 5, it describes the birth of Christ like this, and uses an echo of the language of Psalm 2.
在启示录12章第5节形容了耶稣基督的诞生，又再次引用了诗篇第2篇的文章。
And it says that she, referring to Mary, gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron.
妇人，也就是童女玛利亚，生了一个男孩子， 是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。
And so you have this sweeping scriptural testimony that God has given the nations to Christ as a love gift from God to his Son. He's given the nations to him, and that gift will most certainly come to pass. Christ will receive the nations as a gift from his Father.
所以我们看见了 圣经里面一扫而过，不断地给这一件事情做见证， 也就是神已经应许了将列国成为礼物送给圣子。
Now the fact that the nations rebel against that is not going to be an ultimate frustration of the purpose of God.
就算是列国一同来反叛神， 也不可能阻止神的旨意。
Because Christ has the power to overcome their rebellion. And Scripture says, one day he will.
因为基督有权柄能够胜过这一切的叛逆， 而且圣经告诉我们有一天这一个会发生。
Turn to Revelation chapter 19.
我们翻到启示录第19章。
In verse 13.
启示录19章13节。
Speaking of Christ, it says that he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. And from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
启示录19章13节，这里是提及了耶稣基督，他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。 在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要揣全能神烈怒的酒榨。 在他衣服和大腿上有明写着说万王之王万主之主。
And so what's going on here?
所以这里到底发生了什么事？
What's going on here is a spectacular end to world history as we know it.
这里所发生的是这一个世界的历史的一个非常伟大的结束。
What we see described here in Scripture is the outcome of the world as we see it today.
我们在圣经里面所看见的就是今天我们所认识这个世界的结束。
What we have here is a preview of the end of time.
我们在这里已经预先看见了时间停止的当时。
What we have here is the fulfillment of Psalm 2 and an understanding of the end of the world as we know it.
在这里就是诗篇第二篇的这个预言的成就。
What we have here is an expression of the unlimited authority of Jesus Christ.
我们在这里所看见的就是耶稣基督无限的权柄。
The illimitable bounds of his power.
他的大能是无止境的。
Because Christ is going to come and destroy by force those world rulers who rebel against him.
因为耶稣基督必再来以强力的手段毁灭这一些反叛他的领袖。
And you need to understand that this is not going to be a difficult conflict for Christ.
你也必须明白对耶稣基督来说这个并不难。
Picture a fragile bowl of pottery in someone's hand.
你试想想，如果有一个碗是用瓦所做的，一个瓦器在一个人的手上。
And standing on a concrete platform, that piece of pottery, that bowl of pottery, is brought over the head and then slammed into the ground, and it shatters into 1,000 pieces.
那一个人站在一个非常结实的地上，然后高举那一个瓦器，然后将它摔在地上，摔碎成千千片。
Go back to Psalm 2, verse 9.
回到诗篇第二篇第九节。
That is a picture of the power and the authority and the thorough conquest of Christ over the rebellious nations.
这里就给我们看见了神或者耶稣基督对叛逆 的那些列国所拥有绝对的权柄。
Psalm 2 verse 9, You shall break them with a rod of iron, you shall shatter them like earthenware.
诗篇第二篇第九节，你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。
Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, see the picture here. Just like pottery shatters on concrete and can never be restored, that is what the Bible is saying the end of the nations is going to be. Christ will come.Christ will conquer, and there will be no going back to the prior form of existence.
朋友还有弟兄姐妹啊，你必须要看见，就如同瓦器摔碎了之后，不可能重新建造。当耶稣基督再来审判这个世界的时候，将列国粉碎的时候，就不可能再回到当初的时候了。
God determined before time began that this would be the ultimate outcome.
神在时间还未开始的时候已经定义了这个就会是结果。
It can come out no other way.
这个结果不可能会用其他的方式发生的。
Christ will reign. Christ will be supreme. And there will be no question about the victor.
耶稣基督会统治一切，而且他将会是有主权的，这个并不是不可以质疑的。
How many nations are there in the world? I don't know, 170 at the present time, give or take, 10 or 15, I don't know.
在这个世界有多少个国家呢？可能今天有170个国家加减10个。
You gather them together. You gather all of their armies. You gather the fullness of their nuclear arsenal. You gather together all of their counsel, all of their best efforts, and they array it against Christ. They launch all of their nuclear missiles. I'm speaking in a hyperbole here. They like launch all of their nuclear missiles against him when he comes down out of heaven. And you know what the outcome is? It's a swat of a mosquito away, and Christ comes and completes his victory.
这个世界上的领袖全部聚集在一起，这里的军队全部聚集在一起的时候，甚至是将所有的核子武器、核子飞弹等等的都射向耶稣基督。当然，我这样说是比喻性的，可是耶稣基督会怎么做呢？他会将他们扫开，如同一个人扫开一只蚊子一样。What
a turn of events!
这里所发生的事是如何的转变？
What an absolute reversal of what we see going on in the world today.
这一个将会是我们今天看见世界上所发生的一切的相反。
Now, here's the question. What does it all mean for us today?
我们应该问的问题就是这一切对我们来说有什么含义呢？
What is it that you and I should take away from this understanding from the Word of God?
你与我今天如果明白了圣经的教导之后，应该如何行呢？
There is an element of utter fear in this, in realizing the magnitude of the issues that we are addressing.
当我们看见这里事情的严重性的时候，应该让我们恐惧战惊。
You want to know? Here, let me stop here. Time out.
让我暂停一下。
You want to know if you're understanding this message tonight? You want to know how you can understand, you can assess whether you're understanding or not?
你知道你如何分析你今天晚上是否明白这一段经文吗?
You can tell if you're understanding it by what I'm about to describe.
我将形容的这一切就能够让你知道你是否明白。
There should be a deep sense in your heart where you just want to put your hand over your mouth and say, Oh my goodness.
你可能会深深的感觉到，而且会将你的手盖住你的嘴巴，讲说，我的天哪。
This is holy ground.
这里是圣地。
These are issues of magnitude that go beyond anything that my mind can fully comprehend.
这一些事件的严重性是我们的脑子里不可能抓透的。
The only world that I have ever known is destined for destruction at the hands of Christ.
我所认识的唯一世界竟然是耶稣基督将来会毁灭的。
You cannot hear that and understand it without a sense of sobriety and holy fear at the reality of the magnitude of the revelation of God.
你听了之后不可能会不因为神这一种启示而战惊。
And if you're not a Christian, it should be frightening because right now you are aligned with those who are doomed for destruction.
如果你不是基督徒的话，你应该恐惧，因为你现在正如同那一些反叛的人，与他们一样。
And so, if we had any sense between our two ears, we would be asking one single question.
所以，如果你的一双耳朵之间有一些思想的话，你现在应该问的是一个问题：
God, what would you have me do?
神啊，你要我如何做呢？
God, where is their safety in light of the destruction that you have determined to come?
神啊，如果这一切的审判跟灭毁灭将来的时候，有什么地方是安全的吗？
Now listen, it is an expression of the unfathomable grace of God that there is an answer to that question.
你听好了，就是因为神。 对我们有恩典，所以他给了我们答案。And
it is found in the final stanza of Psalm 2.
这个就在诗篇第二篇的最后一段找着。The
fourth and final stanza could be titled by this, The Counsel of the Spirit.
最后一段我们可以这么的形容，它是圣灵的劝告。The
Counsel of the Spirit. In other words, here is God's advice. Here is God's call in light of everything that we've seen in the prior 9 verses.
圣灵的劝告，也就是这里是神对我们的呼吁，因为他已经在前九节让我们知道事情的将来。
Now let's hit the pause button for just a second because I want you to understand that what we see in these final 3 verses is this, the words of the Holy Spirit in action.
让我们暂停一下，因为我要你们看见这一最后三节这里是圣灵在讲话。
Acts chapter 4 verse 25. Go back to that verse again.
让我们回到使徒行传四章二十五节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 25, as it is introducing a quote from Psalm 2, tells us who the speaker is. It says, "By the Holy Spirit." Through the mouth of our father David, your servant, you said, why do the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things? The Holy Spirit, the third person of the most holy Trinity, is speaking to us in Psalm 2.
在使徒行传四章二十五节，在这里，作者在引用诗篇第二篇之前他的简介就是你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说外邦为什么争闹万民为什么谋算虚妄的事这里就是告诉我们诗篇第二篇是圣灵所讲的圣灵就是三位一体真神的第三位
You know why I'm standing back like this?
你知道我为什么站在后头吗
I'm taking in your faces and realizing something of profound significance.
我在看你们的脸上所的表情，让我深深知道了一些非常深奥的事情。
I'm realizing afresh at this, as we stand here, that you and I are destined for the judgment throne of God.
我新鲜的看见了你跟我其实注定了面对神审判的宝座。
And individually, you are going to experience the judgment of God if you're not a Christian.
如果你不是基督徒的话，你们每个人都会面对神的审判。
And if you're not a Christian tonight, you are going to be on the receiving end of that sword of God against the rebellion of man.
如果你不是基督徒的话，神对这个反叛的人的那一把宝剑正朝向着你来。
And I realize that there is a sense in which I am standing between heaven and hell as I talk to you tonight.
我今天在跟你讲话的当时，其实我正站在天堂与地狱之间。
And that for some of you, I care more about your soul than you do.
对你们有一些人来说，我关心你们的灵魂多过你自己关心自己的灵魂。
Because you have left aside the word of God and conducted your life without any regard to what God says to you in His word.
因为你弃绝了神的话，你也不要听从神的话。
And some of you are happier to sleep through a sermon than to respond to it.
而且你们当中有一些人宁愿。在这个讲，在讲道的当时，你宁愿睡觉，你也不要做出反应。
And you trifle with the holiness of God, and you trifle with the reality of coming judgment, and then you'll be shocked when it comes and wonder why didn't anyone tell me?
你践踏了神的话，你也践踏了神给你的启示。当神的审判来到你的面前的时候，你会突然间战惊，为什么没有人警告我？
Well, you know what? Someone has told you. You have heard it tonight. Judgment is coming, and you better do something about it.
你知道吗？你今天晚上已经听见了，审判即将来临，你必须做出反应。
That's what you have here. It's my words are meaningless. What you have in Psalm 2 is the counsel of the Spirit to the kings of the earth, which you are to take and to apply to your own soul.
我的话其实是没有什么用的。不过在这里你所看见的诗篇第二篇就是圣灵的话，为了是劝告你要做出正确的反应。
Stick with me here, okay? I don't want to lose you at this point in the sermon. It is too important for you to check out now.
你必须跟着我，因为这一方这里是非常重要的。你现在不要打瞌睡。
The nations are rebelling against God. God the Father is laughing in heaven against them because He has appointed His Son to rule, and Christ will one day achieve His victory over the nations and fulfill what God determined to happen before the beginning of time.
列国正在反叛神，神在天上嘲笑他们，因为神已经安立了他的君王，就是耶稣基督。将来耶稣基督一定会审判列国。
Now in light of that, what does the Spirit of God say to you? What does the Spirit of God say to the nations in light of that grand overarching purpose of God, which will most certainly be fulfilled?
在这一切神的旨意必然成就的当中，圣灵在跟你说什么呢？
It is a gracious word of advice from God.Look at verses 10 and 11.
这里是神非常充满恩典的劝告。我们看第十节与第十一节。
Now therefore, O kings, now therefore, he's saying, in light of everything that's gone before, here's what you ought to do.
现在你们君王应当如此行，也就是说，你们听了这一切之后，应该这样做。
Now therefore, O kings, show discernment.Take warning, O judges of the earth. He's saying that this is a serious word from God. I have just declared the certain outcome of your rebellion. And what you need to do now is you need to be wise. You need to show discernment and to turn back from the folly of your rebellion because it can only end in your own destruction.
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，也就是说，当你听了这一些经文之后，你必须要有智慧的做出选择，因为神已经向大家启示了将来必然发生的这个灭亡。
This is a call to repentance. This is a call to wisdom.
神在呼召我们要认罪悔改，神在呼召我们要选择有智慧的路。
For the love of God, for the love of your own soul, respond to what you have heard tonight, the Spirit says to the kings. And in verse 11, he says, instead of your rebellion, worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling.
你们因着神对你们的爱，而且你们对自己的爱，你们今天晚上听了这堂信息之后，必须做出正确的反应。第十一节，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
He's saying to the kings, and he's saying to us tonight, submit to the Lord in light of this impending wrath.
他在对君王，而且今天晚上在对我们说。你们在看见这即将来临的愤怒，应该顺服于神。
He's saying that after all of your rebellion, the door of reconciliation is still open. God still invites you to come, throw aside your rebellion and submit to Christ and receive Him so that you can avoid the certain outcome of this impending wrath.
他是在告诉我们，虽然你们在叛逆当中，可是神的恩典之门还是大大的开着，邀请你们通过恩典，要信靠这一位真神，要信靠耶稣基督，为的就是逃离这一切的审判还有毁灭。
Look at this at the end of verse 11, where it says, "Rejoice with trembling."
你们看十一节的下半段，当存战惊而快乐。
There's a physical shaking that is described, the physical reaction to overwhelming fear that says, you mean there's still hope? You mean that after all my rebellion, God will still receive me? This is joyous. Yes, of course I'll come. I can't believe that God would still be gracious to me in light of all of the rebellion that has been described and exposed in the prior verses.
为什么战惊呢？因为当一个人听见了神的愤怒即将来临，也是因着神人的叛逆，他们应该听了之后非常的战惊， 也因为神既然还有恩典，这一个人的反应应该是，神啊，我既然做了那么多叛逆你的事情，你还愿意接受我吗？是的，因为这一种叛逆，我们还得到神的恩典，这个是值得我们赞惊，也值得我们快乐的。
You see, the word of the gospel is that you do not have to be shattered with the rest of the humanity in God's judgment. The call of the gospel to come to Christ and be reconciled to God is extended to you tonight through His word.
今天晚上通过神的话，福音就是在向你做出呼召，也就是告诉你，虽然你是叛逆的，不过你可以来到耶稣基督的面前，你可以逃离这一切的审判与毁灭。
The gospel is not simply a threat of judgment upon the unrepentant. It is a promise of blessing for those who will come to Christ in humble faith.
福音不只是向那一些叛逆的宣告有审判，他也是要邀请那一些不肯认罪的人来到。
And in verse 12 it says, "Do homage to the Son, that he may not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled."
第十二节，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。
Most versions, most English versions translate this as kiss the Son.
有不同的英文版本也是翻译当以嘴亲子。
The kiss is a symbol of a pledge of allegiance and a pledge of submission.
当时以嘴亲吻对方就是代表了顺服而且忠心。
It's saying pledge your allegiance to Christ. It is saying give your affectionate submission to him.
他是在告诉我们，你要忠心与耶稣基督，你必须要顺服他，而且是心甘情愿的顺服他。
Come as it were to Christ. Come to this one who has ultimate authority. Come to this one while there is still time, who will one day come and destroy the nations and do this one act.
你要来到耶稣基督的面前，你要来到他那里，向他做出反应，而且你要忠心于他，因为现在还有时间，在这个毁灭与审判还未到来之前，你要来到圣子的面前。
In an act of irrevocable affectionate submission, kiss him.
而且你要非常的顺服，也是一种永久的忠心，你要亲这个圣子。
With a quiet, repentant heart that forever lays aside your sinful rebellion and rejection of Christ, affectionately bow before Him.
你要有一种认罪悔改的心，而且是永远的放弃你的罪恶，你要来到圣子的面前亲吻他。
And in that call to repentant faith in Christ is this unspeakably great promise of blessing found at the end of Psalm 2.
如果你是来到耶稣基督面前认罪悔改的话，诗篇第二篇的最后一节告诉我们。
As it speaks about the judgment of nations, there is this promise, this whisper of hope, which says, "How blessed are all who take refuge in Him."
在形容列国的审判当中，这里给我们一线的希望。这里说，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
In that verse, you see the unspeakably great grace of God.
在这一节里面，我们就看见了神这个伟大的恩典。
Extending an offer of mercy to those who are utterly rebellious against Him.
他在赐给那一些反叛神的人一种特别的恩典。
He says, "I will bless you. Just come to my son."
我会赐福于你，你所要做的就是来到我的儿子底下。
You can sum it all up this way, beloved. I'm at the end of the message. This is the climactic point. This may be the last offer of hope that you ever hear in your life from a gracious God.
亲爱的， 我已经来到了信息的尾端，我所要讲的就是这一个信息的高潮，这一个可能是你对神所做出的反应的最后机会。
Jesus Christ is asserting authority over your soul, and he has this word for you as we close.
耶稣基督对你的灵魂有权柄，而且在这个时候他在跟你说话。
The Spirit testifies to your heart, and your own conscience agrees with it as it does so. Bow before Christ in love, before Christ makes you bow before him by force.
圣灵正在为耶稣基督的话做见证，你的良心也是在为耶稣基督做见证。你要在神的愤怒还没有来临之前，要用爱心来顺服于他，而不是他来的时候强力的要你顺服。
God will bless you if you kiss his son.
如果你亲吻他的儿子，神会祝福你。
You will feel his wrath if you don't.
如果你不这么做的话，你所受到的就是神的愤怒。
And whatever else we say about everybody else in the world, you who are here tonight who have heard this word from God will be utterly without excuse if you find yourself without Christ on that final day.
我们可以说关于其他的人，不过你今天晚上如果在这里听了这信息却不做出反应的话，到了那最后审判的一日，你将会毫无借口。
God has given you another opportunity to hear the truth. God has extended an opportunity and has promised you based on his trustworthy word, I will receive you if you only come to Christ. Oh, won't you come to be blessed by Christ?
神再次的给你多一次机会，就是听了这个信息之后，神再次的给你机会来投靠他的儿子耶稣基督。
What possible justification could you have to refuse him?
你如果是拒绝他的话，你有什么借口呢？
If you know the truth and you know that the outcome of rebellion is judgment, why in the name of your own self-interest would you refuse?
如果你已经知道了真理，你也知道将来的审判，你为什么会拒绝呢？
And let me just say this to my brothers and sisters in Christ that are here this evening.
让我对弟兄姐妹这么说。
Do you realize the great privilege that's been bestowed upon us?
你发现了有如何大的这个荣耀赐了给我们吗？
Do you realize the depths of grace that God has drawn you when so many billions in the world don't have that same blessing from him?
你知道神对你的恩典有何等的深厚吗？因为这个世界上成千上万的人没有得到这一份恩典。
If you have found refuge in Christ, you have been most greatly blessed, no matter what else may be happening in your life tonight.
如果你在耶稣基督里得到了隐藏之地的话，你今天所得的这份恩典是何等的大。
Grateful for this blessed refuge, if you have it, seek it, if you don't.
如果你已经有了这一个投靠还有这个隐藏之地，你要感谢神。如果你没有得到的话，你必须寻找。
I ask you to bow with me in prayer as we close.
我请大家低头与我一同祷告。
Dear Father, for those of us that know Christ and have a safe refuge in him, we thank you for the grace that has given us the opportunity to take refuge in him. You have been good and gracious to us, and we thank you for that. Father, for those that are here that do not know Christ, perhaps have never heard the gospel before, perhaps have heard it many times and have hardened their heart each time they've heard it. Father, I ask you for a work of grace in your heart, that they would kiss the Son, that they would give affectionate submission and allegiance to him in an irrevocable, unchanging life commitment that says, I am a sinner and I need to be saved before your judgment comes. Oh, my friend who is outside of Christ, please know that Christ will receive you. The Bible says that he will never turn away anyone who comes to him. He will receive you even now, even tonight, even in your sinful condition, forgive you and change your life and secure you and keep you by name from harm when the day of judgment comes. I invite you to Christ tonight. I ask you to receive Him from the depths of your heart. Call out to Him for mercy, and you will find that He is swift to meet your sincere repentance. Father, we commit these things to you. We have tread on holy ground here tonight. We have seen magnificent things from your word that explain the world and tell us what is to come. Oh, Father, having brought us this far, now give us a heart to respond as we should. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.